We don't normally do politics here, but every now and again you just got to find out exactly what's going on. Erin Molan, we know her dad is a senator. Mm-hmm. We know that Scott Morrison has her on speed dial and rings her all the time.
That's just not true.
Well, it is true. And the headlines, Erin Molan pops up in key seats meltdowns. There's so many headlines about Erin Molan joining the Liberal Party to fight the next federal election.
Jeez.
Now, we need to get to the bottom of what the hell's going on here because
it says declined to comment to News Corp on the Molan declined to comment on the article I read.
Now, Erin, this is all jokes aside, and we need to know, our bosses need to know, are you going to run for the Liberal Party or for any party at the next federal election, which is only months away?
No, the Greens and I have decided.
We don't want jokes. We need
look,
the actual answer here.
No, I'm not. And you asked me this last week, at the end of last week. I have had conversations. Yes, I was approached and I've had a couple of chats with a couple of different people about this. I would never have put this out there publicly, but it was put out there publicly mid last week. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I spoke to, no, God, no. Look, I think, you know, you can, politics, yeah, look, I think it's pretty
obvious. By the Prime Minister?
Leaked by the Prime Minister. No, I wouldn't have. Look, I've got no idea. I went for a nap with my child and I woke up to about 10 messages from journos asking me about it, which came as a big surprise to me because I'm very private, as you know, with that kind of stuff, and I would never have put this out there publicly.
But the Prime Minister does want you to run. I know he does.
I can't speak on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Well, hand on heart, I know he does. So
I get it.
I had a couple of chats with a couple of key people, and it's incredibly flattering to have being considered, I guess, there have been interest in me doing that. And as you know, I'm very passionate about different things, and politics maybe down the track is something that I would definitely consider.
Because I know that I, as a young man, definitely not. So you are definitely not running at the next election.
No, I'm on contract here, and I hope to be on contract at Channel 9. We're in discussions at the moment. And I think, you know, I look at what I did with the contribution that I made to the online bullying legislation and getting that in Parliament. I think I don't need to be a politician to help make a difference in different ways. Absolutely down the track potentially, but now is not the right time. I'm also a newly single mother with a 3.5-year-old, and it would not be practical for me. And I love my job.
And you're also a woman, and it's the Liberal Party.
And?
No, I put, what about Julie Bishop, mate? She was a big chance to be the next, wasn't she? What happened to Julie?
Not good things.
No, Julie. I think that you can do both. I'll put it out there.
It's Eden Monero too.
Why not?
Anyone can run Eden Monero.
Why can't you do both?
What? Have you followed the past two federal elections?
You don't have to worry about it because you're going to lose it in 3 years anyway.
Mate, it's very close, a few hundred
votes.
That's
what I'm saying. It
doesn't matter where she gets parachuted into. She's going straight
what
to
do
the
mean,
top.
Parachuted into?
She's not.
Warringa, baby.
My home is the area.
We need Warringa, baby.
We want a safe seat for you.
It was very flattering, but it's not something that suits me right now. I've got a fair bit I want to do in media. Before I look at potentially moving into another area of my life.
It's the partying that's the main thing, isn't it?
To be honest, just didn't pay enough. What can I say? That's a joke. See, if that gets reported, if that gets reported, I'll be so angry.